But there was a guy, I mentioned this Wednesday night at church. There was a, you know, I'm in a struggle at work, you know. But there's another guy at work, and the Lord brings us together once again about that. God has filled me with something that this should not affect me at all. I should be able to overcome that. He gave me that peace inside that this trivial stuff in this world shouldn't matter. And he was saying, a fella told him one time, I'm thinking it's the permanent part and the spiritual is the temporary. But he reminded me that the spiritual life we live is permanent. This here is just temporary. So that's what led me down this road of today. We're going to talk about the majority of, you know, everybody here, I'm sure, tonight is a Christian. And if not, you'll get something out of it. But you'll see what the great thing about life is of being a Christian. So before I go any further, I'd like to pray. Lord, we bow here before you on the road, Lord. Just we're humbled that we can boldly come into your presence, Lord, through your word and through Jesus Christ, our Lord and the Savior, Lord. We praise you right now. We ask for you to open our hearts, Lord, and let your word flow through us, Lord, and that we will receive it and hold it and cherish it, Lord. Again, I ask for you to just get me out. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. And the more I thought about that over the last few days, we use that a lot to witness to somebody that's not saved. Tell them today is the day they need to be saved. And I'm going to take it a step farther to where Christians, today is the day of salvation. Today, Greg, today is your day of salvation. And tomorrow, it'll be that again. It's a continuing thing. And that took me to where Paul was talking to the Corinthian church, and it started out with verses 1 and 2. It says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So that gets us to our present state. If you've received Jesus as your Savior, day of salvation, I'm claiming that. Okay, I'm standing on that today. That's where we're at right this. Today is your day of salvation. Before I go on, and they're mostly in Psalms. Psalms 27, whom shall I fear? Okay, these are really important to what they're saying. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Be yourself. Saying, who shall I be afraid of? Who shall I fear? Today is the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. He is our strength, folks. He is our strength in this time. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my... Well, because I run this through my head, I want us all to be on the same page of what that salvation is he's talking about. Bank on. That's what we... I always say, well, I can write a check on that, because that's how confident I am in that salvation that we can have today. Just like Greg's testimony was. I got confidence. Hell is not in my picture. Amen. Because not what I've done, but what Jesus Christ done and what I have accepted into my life. My confidence is in my salvation today is salvation. We all look forward to what's our goal for our salvation? Heaven. Okay? So, and I thought about, you know, trying to bring a big board up here. If I knew how to do anything on that, I'd have had a... But I don't. So you got to use your mind. Okay? There's a big gap. A is our salvation to heaven. Okay? And you know, it could be this far. But it could be this far. So we're going to talk just a little bit about heaven. And then we're going to see what's in that gap. And heaven, and I think I've used this scripture in the last two or three sermons, this scripture to me, the greatest promise, the greatest motivator, the greatest thing to make me praise the Lord for what He's done is the opportunity that we'll experience that. This is just not words. This is something we're going to, Patty, Miss Patty, you're going to experience this, experiencing right now. Revelation 21, 1 through 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are past, make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, it is done. I am the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now that's the ultimate, isn't it? That's the pinnacle. Today is the day of our salvation, because that's the results of it. Everybody's with me on that. Okay. Now we're going to... We have no clue. Could be tomorrow. Could be another instant. It could be several years. And what Regina did is a perfect example of what we got to experience between today is our day of salvation and the ultimate goal of heaven, is the things we got to go through between here and here. And I got, the more I thought about that, because right now, today is the rest of our lives, but they always say history repeats itself, or history describes itself, or however it is. This has experienced all the things we're going to talk about, and we've all experienced, or we all will probably experience, everything we're going to talk about, one way or the other. 6, verses 3 through 10, and listen close here. Okay, he started out with today is the day of salvation, but here's what he tells us. But he's talking directly to us today. It's no different. Salvation is no different from that time to this time. Salvation requires Jesus Christ and you accepting His shed blood for salvation. It's the same. Giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed. That's all of us. If you're a Christian, you're a minister of God. Okay? In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in torments, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on His right hand, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet not, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chaste and not killed, making many rich, as having nothing and yet all things. Now that covered all the bases right there. Now we got to, what we'll try to do is talk about the layman's terms, a loved one through this time. We are, yeah, maybe it's hard, you know. Those are hard things to go through. We can rejoice that her dad's in heaven. We can praise the Lord and shout for a time when we have a loved one passed that had never accepted. That's hard. That's hard experience. Here about in Matthew, it talks about wars and rumors of wars. And I'm going to be jumping all over the situations in our world today. But you know what's going on in Israel, and you know what's going on in Iraq, and it's going on everywhere, folks. That's in Matthew, Mark, and John. You know, Jesus is saying that's all got to come before the end, and he's meaning the end of a physical life. Things that's heavy on our hearts. That's things that... Sickness. Every every surface we have, that we have prayer requests, is for sickness. And I can't help but think, you know, what Jillian has went through all this time. They're warriors. They keep putting God first. That's things, you know, it's her today, maybe Dave tomorrow. You see my point there? Is I want us to realize what we've got to go through in this life as a Christian. Because, you know, whether you're a Christian or things like that go on. But we have the hope. We have that hope that lies at the end, at heaven. First Peter talks about Satan seeking whom he may devour. He wants you, Mike. He wants a little boy. Then what goes on around you? He can do that. He wants to divide a family. We're in that something we're up against. Something we're going to experience through the rest of our lives. If he can defeat a family, if he could cut off the head here, I've seen churches get defeated. Okay? That's something we'll go through. That's something why we got to remain focused on Jesus Christ and Him as our Savior. You know, it's not all bad. It's not all bad. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Well, I'm going to read from 14 through. This is good. This is great stuff right here. This is good stuff. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, you believe that?
Yeah.
You believe Jesus died and rose, so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So I'm telling you, folks, we may get experience of rapture one way or the other. And if you're born again, you're saved. That's a glorious day. For the Lord Himself, praise the Lord, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Through all that bad stuff I talked about, we're going to experience, we can be comforted by those words, those promises. That Jesus Christ Himself is coming to get you, Dave. Coming to get you, Jeff. Coming to get us all. Coming to get us all. He's coming! He's coming! That's a promise. And then see, to witness a loved one saved, or a relative, or somebody you never heard of, to get saved. Because if you've been saved, you know what they experience. You know they changed their direction on where their eternal future is going to be. Great sermons, great services. And I thought of that this evening when I come here, the testimony. Folks, we take good sermons, we take great services sometimes maybe for granted, as we do. I'll just let it go at that. And we got to continue to do that, to praise the Lord, to be in that great service in heaven one day. Debbie asked, what will we be doing in heaven? But I know it's going to be good. I know we'll be in the presence of the Lord. So what is there to do? I don't know, but it is to praise. And you know, because it talks about that time between salvation and heaven. It says He'll take away the crying. So you know, we're going to have some crying going on in our lives in this earth. It's just the way it is. But He's going to take them away. That should make us shout overwhelmingly. That should make me forget all about that stuff I let bother me at work. It don't matter. It don't matter about anything. It has no bearing on Revelation 21. None. I'm done with what I got wrote down there. But that's, you know, I think about, folks, I love being here with you all. I mean, this is telling you. And I'm not doing that to patronize you or nothing like that. Because I'm content sitting right back there. I'm just welcome the presence of the Lord here. So that's why I want us to know what we're going to experience. And Ruth had a hard time these last few months. And it's hard. It is. And we'll win. Continue to serve the Lord. If you need prayer this evening as they come and get a song, these folks will pray with you. I'm telling you. They will. My brother Jeff, he asked for prayer for me a bunch when I didn't know it. God answers prayers, I'm telling you. I appreciate it. You know who appreciates it the most? God does. He tells us we can do that. It's like, you know, He gives us a gift or gives us an opportunity to come. We got to do that. We got to pray to Him. We got to ask Him.